It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, December 3rd. I'm Patricia Naft. Delta has hired a new city manager. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
City officials say David Torgler, the current town manager of Hayden, Colorado, accepted the position. Officials announced his hire Tuesday night during a city council meeting. Last week, four finalists for the job came to Delta for interviews and a community meet and greet. Delta Mayor Ed Sisson says Torgler was the right candidate.
Head over heels, he was just a better fit than the other three. And his spouse wants to come here too, which really helps.
The city started looking for a manager back in May. It offered the position to two candidates who turned it down. After that, Delta hired a recruiting company to take over the search in August. Sisson says he's glad the hunt for a city manager is over.
Now I can start sleeping. You know, I just like, what are we going to do? But it's finally worked out, and I think we have a really qualified applicant.
Sisson anticipates Torgler will start sometime in January. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Concerns over the BLM's closure of a road near Lake City has some people wondering why it's closed and what it means. KVNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
The Silver World reports at a recent Hinsdale County Commissioners meeting, a part-time resident brought to their attention Round Top Mountain Road. The road, often frequented by OHVs and Jeeps, is actually a loop, going up to a scenic lookout and then looping through the forest. It now has a locked gate.
That road was de facto closed back in about 1993 when Congress designated the Red Cloud Wilderness Study Area.
That's Stuart Schneider, the associate field manager at the BLM's Gunnison Field Office. A wilderness study area is an area that one day might be designated as a true wilderness area. Even though it's in that trial phase, Schneider says it comes with these same protections. That means no mechanical travel. It wasn't closed, though, until recently. A 5-year-old management plan looked at the Round Top Mountain Road and recognized that it needed to close. Just this summer, it was. Schneider says that getting around to closing everything and labeling what is open is a huge task.
Signs get stolen, gates get busted down, and, you know, you're just constantly trying to maintain that system. I'm thinking we're somewhere between 85 and 90% of our roads have been posted as open, but we still have many roads that still need to be closed.
The scenic overlook area is before the closure, so that will still be available to tourists or anyone else. He says that any roads on BLM land that aren't posted as open are prohibited to vehicles. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Colorado has room to improve, according to a new report that ranks states based on policies that promote early childhood literacy. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
The report looks at 7 policy areas tied to early childhood education. Then it ranks states in 3 categories: crawling, toddling, and walking. Abby Lieberman with New America, a nonpartisan think tank, co-authored the report.
And overall, we found that most states are moving slowly.
Only 5 states landed in the walking category.
Those states have many of the right policies in place, but no state is running. So even the highest scoring state, which was New York, would have only earned the equivalent of a C.
The report places Colorado in the toddling group, where it sits at 33rd in the nation. Most states are in this class. However, Lieberman says Colorado stands out when it comes to its third grade reading law.
The Colorado law requires annual reading assessments for students in kindergarten through third grade, meaning the state is ensuring that schools are aware of what students are behind early on. Then the state also requires intervention before third grade for students who are behind and requires that schools notify parents when children are behind. So they're addressing this issue early on.
Lieberman says the state came in last place for full-day kindergarten access, and improving that area could increase its standing. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
The American agriculture industry has a problem each year. Fast-growing, high-tech food and agribusiness companies are adding more jobs than there are qualified college graduates to fill them. That's left the industry with an uncertain future. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon has more.
When Colorado State University student Aubrielle Jones tells her friends she's studying agriculture, she sometimes gets a puzzled look.
Oh, you're learning about corn, right? Oh, you're learning about how cows eat. Things like that.
But it's way more than that. Just check out her major.
My major is agricultural literacy. I have a minor in global and environmental sustainability, and then another minor in agricultural resource economics.
it's a mouthful. But it's a combination of degrees that likely sets Jones up for a pretty easy job hunt when she graduates in the spring. See, graduates with agricultural degrees are in high demand, and will be for the foreseeable future.
I mean, it's very encouraging. Yeah, most definitely. And I think it's amazing that those numbers are rising, and so that gives more opportunities.
A recent report from Purdue University and the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows there'll be close to 60,000 jobs opening up in ag and food sectors each year for the next 5 years. But here's the problem. There's not enough grads like Jones to fill them. The report projects about 2 open jobs for every qualified graduate.
Our students in animal science, some of them have 2 and 3 job offers when they leave.
Kevin Pond directs CSU's Department of Animal Science. He says part of the problem is perception. Young people just don't think of agriculture as a growing field or an area with sunny job prospects. Students, even at this land-grant university, are increasingly urban. Most don't come from a farm background.
The truth is, in animal science, it's 80% female. It's 90% urban, and our new minority is a white male from a rural background. Crazy to think.
There's still the stereotype of the farmer in manure-covered overalls driving an old tractor, Pond says. Helping prospective students see ag as a modern, potentially lucrative field of study is part of the school's sales pitch. The jobs opening up are highly skilled, and a lot of times they're at Fortune 500 companies. They're in marketing, food safety, plant science, and veterinary medicine.
It's no longer menial labor that is at a low salary. Their salaries are going up and up and up because of the scarcity.
Agriculture programs at land-grant universities are focusing on science in a bid to stay relevant, Pond says, even as it takes fewer people to run farms and ranches.
Well, if you have 1% of your population is feeding the other 99%, if we're relying on that pool to fill our classrooms, we're going to be a dying college.
I think recruitment is a problem.
Krista Harden is second in command for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She says private companies need to do a better job wooing students and working with public universities. And she says part of the problem in filling these jobs is where they are. Many recent college grads look to major cities for their first jobs, Harden says, not rural Illinois, for example.
Even our mega big agribusinesses are often in smaller cities and in rural locations, and the jobs they have may be out in a grain elevator or a buying point or a smaller city. And so how do you attract young people?
CSU senior Aubriel Jones says she's already being recruited, but her passions are in local food and organic agriculture. So when food giants like Tyson or ConAgra come knocking...
Honestly, I feel like the businesses and industries that have come to me are ones that I'm not particularly interested in. They're mostly like the large ag industries and things like that.
That mismatch in values is part of what's leaving big food companies with vacant jobs, even as food remains a hot topic. Those same friends who think all she does is study corn, over the years at CSU, they've come around.
The thing that I really noticed about my friends over the past couple of years is that they're becoming way more interested in the food that they're eating than they were at the beginning.
It'll take a lot more of those friends turning a casual interest in food into a degree in agricultural science to eventually fill the gap. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Knapp.